Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Meditation for Moms. Today, I am Marie Georgopoulos, as I am every day. But today, we are going to be talking about the power of equanimity, or what is called a sort of internal state of balance. That's what the word actually means when you break it down. It means balanced in spirit. And so equanimity can be brought about in the body, and it can be brought about in the mind. And that, of course, is what meditation is about. So I want you all to know that you're welcome to sit back and relax today and take time for yourself and really nurture yourself in this day and really be connected with your body and your mind and your spirit. Give yourself that permission to relax today. The name of my company is Heart Transformations, and I always share that in case you want to find out more about how to connect with me. But it is my passion and my joy to really do this work as an intuitive counselor, as a healer, as a spiritual mentor, and of course as a teacher in life of spirituality. And it's been a long journey for me of healing, really, from, you know, coming from a dysfunctional family and then, of course, moving through all of those emotions. And all during this time, of course, I had a daughter to raise as well. And it was really part of the impetus for me, you know, having my daughter was part of that impetus for me to heal myself, to reveal more of who I was, to come back to my emotional center, and to be more open to the whole of who I am, and to be healthy and well. And of course, that was an evolving process, and meditation was a part of this. It wasn't at first. At first, I really had to move into understanding the mind-body connection, and I had to understand the healing process. And so I went through that phase of healing my body first. And then, of course, getting into healing arts and alternative healing on my own, which was really my passion. And I started to explore the inner dynamics of myself. Opened me up to a whole another world of outerworldliness and innerworldliness and all that beauty that is there. It was really a hunger inside for me to find myself, to treat myself well, to understand what well-being meant for me, and to come back home to my heart. So I actually started to open up to my divine gifts, my gifts as a divine messenger and a healer, through that process of meditation. For as I studied the healing arts, it was important to get into that meditative space in order not only to work with my inner healer, my higher self, but to work with other people too. And so I'm grateful to be here with each of you. I'm thankful to have you all here listening either live or back to the, you know, on the podcast. And I really would love to take a little bit of time to just share my vision about the show. And I do this, excuse me, each show because I feel it's important to raise the vibration of the show. It's important to build momentum towards what I want from the show. And of course, my hope is that you will share with me in this vision and have a vision of your own, too, in this journey with yourself. So the mission and the purpose of this show, excuse me, I have a little congestion today. So the mission and the purpose of this show is to assist mothers in returning to a state of well-being by tapping into that fertile resource of their spirit. It's truly, really, you know, meant to be this sort of return to the heart and an understanding of the depth of who you are. Beyond the roles that you play, that you chose to play as a mother or, you know, even as a teacher or as a wife, you know, and all those roles as a businesswoman, but as a woman, core essence of being is to love herself, whose core essence of being is God or infinite love or divine intelligence, whatever you choose to call it. So the world vision that I hold is a world filled with conscious mothers who are connected to their hearts, to their spirits, to their clear knowing, who give and receive in equanimity, which is what we'll be talking about today, and that this equanimity has a ripple effect out into the heart of the home, out into the heart of the community, out into the heart of the world. And when we're more aware of ourselves as spirit, as divine, and we share this space of love and equanimity and well-being with others, it can only affect change around us. I know this with every fiber of my being to be true because I've practiced it and I've seen it change my world. I've seen it, my whole world beginning to unfold around me like that beautiful, beautiful flower that everyone talks about, that we all are, you know, this sort of unfolding of the rose. And I say rose because rose, of course, is a symbol of love. It is an unfolding of the love for self. So if you've been listening to the show a little while, you know a little bit more about my story. But if you want to go deeper into that or want to know more about me, you can always go to my website, which is hearttransformations.com. You can also download the first show, which aired on April 7th from My Mama's Kitchen radio show. All the podcasts for all the shows since April 7th are there on Blog Talk Radio from My Mama's Kitchen. You can also email me at marieg@hearttransformations.com. I'm always happy to share more about myself and also to guide you in how I can assist you in your journey. And it may not be with me. It may be with another resource, but I'm open to communication and getting to know each and every one of you. You can also go to Facebook and join our group, Meditation for Moms. This is a forum where mothers can come together and connect and tell their stories about meditation, their experiences, ask their questions. Maybe you have a good link to a guided meditation that you want to share with the group. Maybe you feel a little bit lost and confused, and this is a way for me to connect with you. I have several people who have been posting who are going to be guest speakers, and they have a wealth of wisdom to share with you as well. So know that that resource is available for you too as a mother. Also, I want to remind everyone that we will be opening the lines today if there is time after meditation for your questions, and you can do that by dialing 347-327-9995. If you're on the Blog Talk Radio page, it's right there listed above the video screen. You dial 1 if you have a question, and that puts you into the queue and it shows up here on my screen. So I'll be opening the lines after the meditation, like I said, if there is time. And I'll take one or two callers, and know that whatever your heart is calling you to ask is perfect, whole, and complete. Your guides are here to help you. Your angels are here to help you. My team is here to help you. Mother Mary is here to help you, as I've called her forth. And, of course, your own higher self. And this is a part of my gift to help you in this time. So if you're feeling lost and confused in the process, this is an excellent time to ask questions. Also, I do state in every show that the shows are designed to build one upon another to move you through a transformational meditation journey into the heart of who you are, like I said. It's a self-realization journey. And for some, like me, it will be a healing journey. But what is healing? Right? To me, healing occurs with awareness and allowing. It's a blossoming of this. It's an evolution into more conscious expressions of who you truly are. I've always said that to know myself is to heal myself. Right? I think this is a part of, you know, the ancient Romans, that they believed in this philosophy, to know thyself. If you are on a healing path, then meditation is really key, creating that space of allowing that catalyzes change in your body and your mind. When you really think about it, if you cut yourself, you don't have to really do anything other than care for that wound by keeping it clean and protected. So the rest is done by divine intelligence. You don't think it to heal, it just heals itself. This is the same thing with any other healing, whether it's emotional, whether it's mental, whether it's physical. And so it's just getting out of our own way and letting divine intelligence take over. And it's the same with awakening, awakening to higher levels of being, higher consciousness. As I've mentioned before, divine intelligence, higher consciousness, spirit, soul, whatever you want to call it, runs your ship, runs your body, runs your mind. It all connects together. All we have to do, really, is care for it mindfully and allow divine intelligence to do the rest. Just like I said, kind of get out of the way. And meditation is key to this. It's kind of a way for us to get out of our own way and to breathe spirit through us. Because breath is life. Breath is divine information in flow. It's divine being in flow. And when we suppress our breath, you know, when we get stressed, we tend to do that. We tend to really clamp up our diaphragm and hold our breath. And that limitation from our guides and from our angels, who are intimately connected to the stream of awareness that is us. But in meditation, consistency is key. Each session will build upon the next. It's not so much the amount of time meditating, but the consistency in which you show up. Make it easy for yourself to show up. That's when divine intelligence can really meld more effectively with your lower consciousness. For me, it's being flexible with myself. I'm not a really ritualized person because I'm a kind of gypsy in nature. And so I like to float around here and there. But I fit it in when I can. I like to do it in the morning if I can get into that motion, because that's when my mind is clearer. I wake up feeling refreshed. And it's easy to go into that meditative space. But I've trained myself with mnemonics, where if I have a mudra, or I put my hand to my heart, or I have my fingertips held together. These are all things that I've used in my meditation, that now when I bring myself to that mudra or that hand position, it automatically starts to entrain my brain into that meditative state. I talked about this in a previous show. So remember that meditation is not so much a doing thing. It's more of a being thing, being with your source. And it is a time for mothers, I really feel, to really show up for themselves and give themselves that very holy permission to love and nurture themselves in this way. and to take that time that they need to come into balance, right, and release what's stuck. Also, as a reminder, I wanted to say that sometimes we tend to beat ourselves up, right, because we didn't get our meditation in. And that's just our ego. That's the part that's limiting us. You know, nothing is perfect, and yet everything is perfect. You know, it's divine because it's just not in flow at that particular time. So give yourself a break and say thank you that tomorrow will be a new day. And give yourself 5 minutes in the shower, or be flexible in the timing of it. Many of you may have little small children at home, and so your time is precious. So take it when they're napping. You know, get up a little bit extra early if you can. Have somebody come in on some mornings if you can to take care of your children so that you can meditate. There's always inspiration, and do what feels good to you. Release the guilt of not caring for your children, because in the long run, they are empathic beings and they know when you're out of alignment. They come in tuned in to their source more than we are. You know, I had this thought today that came in as divine inspiration around my daughter and my relationship to her, is to really treat her as an equal, as a soul on purpose. And my daughter, of course, is getting ready to go into college next year. But I had to really feel into that, because this applies to a child at any age, as they are divine source. And when they first come in particular, they are tuned into that. It's our paradigms that shift them. It's our wants for them. It's our almost sometimes our lack of equanimity, right, that pulls them out of their vortex of being, of life is not a struggle. Life is joyful and happy and easy if we just go with the flow. So as mothers, as I said, I feel it's very important for us to nurture ourselves first. And this is difficult for a lot of mothers. I know it was difficult for me, and I had a lot of guilt and shame at first for taking this time for myself, you know. And I knew, though, as I started to work with mentors and really feel into it, that I wasn't doing my daughter any good by being mad at myself or feeling that guilt or shame. And it certainly wasn't a love energy. It wasn't love of me. So giving to myself and filling my bucket became a ritual for me. I had to fill my own bucket with love and attention and with nurturing and let go of what I needed to let go of in order to come back to my heart and be a full container from which to flow love to my children and love to the universe and love to others and so on and so forth. And children, they'll know. I mean, they will know when you're in alignment, because they'll be in glee and they'll be happy to take care of themselves too. So it's not a training of your children to do this, really. They'll know how to do this. They do this in their coloring. They do this in their playing with the birds. For me, it was climbing trees and singing with the birds and singing at the top of my lungs. That's how I came into alignment with the truth of who I was. So I make it a priority every day to be emotionally clear and to feel good, and I intend this. I intend to feel good. I intend to attract things that please me. I intend to be tuned in and tapped in and turned on by life. I intend to see the good in others and the good in me. I intend to see beauty in all things as best as I can. And anytime I give from a place of less than this, it tends to deplete me, and it never really comes across well to others. And so kids are sensitive in this as well, but they need our love and they need our fullest attention, especially when they're young. And so we do this by allowing ourselves that time for ourselves. So the greatest gift I feel that you can give to your family and to your children is a more relaxed, more fulfilled you. Someone who is tuned in to the rhythm of your soul, of her soul, of her instinct, and of course, of her guidance, her inner guidance. Conscious mothering, of course, is a lifetime commitment, and it's an evolving of it. It requires a skill of listening to the heart and a skill of equanimity. And that is a practice. Now, I'm still practicing this myself, and it's a practice every day, this practice of equanimity. And it's something that you can practice outside of your meditation as well. I've begun to practice it while I'm eating, while I'm walking, especially walking my dog who has a persona of her own, while I'm on the phone, while I'm working with clients, of course, and when I'm at speaking engagements, etc. It's just consciously paying attention to the needs of my body and my mind during the day, and relaxing into the space that I'm in, no matter what that space is. So I'm just going to take a little bit of time discussing equanimity with you. And as I said before, equanimity comes from the Latin word equus, meaning balanced, and animus, meaning spirit or internal state. What I'm sharing with you now comes cool that I would really love for you guys to read if you get an opportunity. It's called What is Equanimity? And it's from an author called Shizen Young. That's Shizen Young. And you can just type in Google, what is equanimity, and you'll see it come up. So Shizen Young says that as an initial step in understanding this concept, let's consider for a moment its opposite, what happens when a person loses internal balance. In the physical world, we say a person has lost balance if they fall to one side or another, in the same way a person loses internal balance if they fall into one or the other of the following contrasting reactions. So these are the reactions that we have when we fall out of balance. One of them is suppression, right? This is suppression of our emotions. A state of thought and feeling arises, and we attempt to cope with it by stuffing it down or denying it or tightening around it. We contract, right? Or identification. This is when we have a state or thought or feeling that arises and we fixate upon it. We hold on to it inappropriately, not letting it arise and spread and pass in its natural rhythm. So between suppression on one side and identification on the other side lies a third possibility, and that's the balanced state of non-self-interference, or equanimity. And these are Shizen's words. So she goes on to explain, and I'm paraphrasing, that we can create equanimity in our body and in our mind. And we can begin to notice those times when we drop down into the heart space, right? When we drop down into that space where it calms us. That is equanimity. We can recognize that by the way that we feel, because it feels good. It feels calm. It feels secure. It feels loving. It feels attentive to oneself. So creating equanimity in the body is really about bringing attention to to that part of ourselves in our body that's tense and allowing it to just release, allowing it to relax, allowing it to unwind, so to speak, out of the body so that it's no longer suppressed within us. And this is about really understanding how these feelings, you know, and these tenseness, this stress feels in our body too. And sometimes it's rage. Sometimes it's an emotion like sadness or grief. And as we begin to relax into it, releasing it, letting it relax, our body just releases naturally through its hormones whatever is in disagreement and out of alignment with our soul. And so this practice state is a healing path, I feel. It's a path to more resiliency and how to find that sweet spot of internal balance, of equanimity of mind and body. And so when we fixate on a thought, right, when we have that mind chatter of getting on a negative diatribe, so to speak, that sends us into this downward spiral of energy that depletes us, right, where we feel unrest, where we feel out of alignment with who we really are, right, out of alignment with our heart. Well, when we get onto this downward spiral, we're really wanting to pull back into our heart space and listen. We're wanting to see what the next desire is that we truly want. And sometimes that requires us to just let the tension be released, the tension of the thought. And we can do that by thinking a better thought that feels lighter to us, that feels more congruent, that uplifts us. And just keep by law of attraction, as we think that thought, another thought will come like it. And we keep thinking that. By way of this, we begin to entrain our mind with that positive side of ourselves. And this begins to unwind our body too. So for me, what I've been practicing is just stilling myself in the now. Right? If my shoulders are tense, then I just relax them a little bit and I pay attention to that. And that's okay. I go back into my conversation with you all. And then as I'm talking, I may feel it again. And so I put a little attention to it. And I just say relax in my mind. And as I begin to practice this, it begins to become a sort of way of training your body, you know, with the word relax. And you begin to just let go a lot easier. So practice this throughout your day. I want to go just a little bit back to this article real quick, and then we're going to move on. But the article by Young, she talks about intentionally creating equanimity in your body. And this is what she said. This is essentially equivalent to attempting to maintain a continuous relaxed state over your whole body as sensations, whether pleasant, unpleasant, strong, subtle, physical, emotional, whatever, wash through you. So that's basically what I've just shared with you. Now, intentionally creating equanimity in your mind, Jung says this. This means attempting to let go of negative judgments about what you are experiencing and replacing them with an attitude of loving acceptance and gentle matter-of-factness. So she gives us an example. Let me give you a tangible example, she says, of how equanimity can be created in your body and mind. Let's say that you have a strong sensation in one part of your body. As you focus the attention on what is happening over your whole body, you notice that you are tensing your jaw, for example, or clenching your fist, or tightening your gut, or scrunching your shoulders. And each time you become aware of tensing in some area, then you intentionally relax it to whatever degree possible. A moment later, you may notice that the tensing has started again in some area. And once again, you gently relax it to whatever degree possible. If there are areas that cannot be relaxed much at all, you try to accept the tension, sensations, and just observe them. This is conscious observance of what is. As a result of maintaining this whole body relaxed state, you may begin to notice subtle flavors of sensations spreading from the local area of intensity and coursing through your body. These are the sensations that you have been masking by the tension. Now that you have been uncovered, try to create a mental attitude of welcoming them and not judging them. Observe them with gentle matter-of-factness, giving them permission to dance their dance, to flow as they wish through your body. And so this is what we're going to practice in our meditation today. And it's said so eloquently in that way. But I love this dance their dance, because emotions, they are meant to be felt, right? And when we deny them or suppress them, they're never felt. And so then our body gets tense. And so it helps us in meditation because, our mind needs to go free in meditation. And if our body is all wound up, right, and it's not feeling good, then that's where our mind will want to go. And we feel like we're not quieting ourselves, right? And round in circle it goes, and we begin to get, fretting about our meditation. So sometimes we have to tend to the garden. Right, and this is why when we have the intention of blending with our source being in our meditation, that we may get to the point in our meditation where we begin to feel our body move, where there's a gentle release in an area. Sometimes it's even a pop in a muscle. I felt that as well. Or I have felt emotions come to the surface that needed to be expressed. And these are all a natural progression of your meditation and your connection or your blending and your melding with your higher consciousness, because these things cannot exist where higher consciousness is. If you think about it in terms of vibration, right, your higher consciousness has a higher vibratory rate. And those tense areas in your body, they're compacted in order for them to release, in order for them to vibrate upward, which is what your divine source is doing, right, is calling you upward in vibration. But in order for that to raise up, that tenseness has to release. And so it's all beautiful, and it's all meant to be, right? It's all abundant in some way. Because it helps you, it's the next step, it's the next point of attraction. So we don't want to wallow in it, we don't want to wallow in the emotions that release, or the matter-of-factness either. We want to be able to just let it go, and honor it for what it has taught us. A great book about the power of emotions and their gifts is called The Language of Emotions. And, I don't recall the author's name. Oh, there it is on my shelf. Carla McLaren. And it's a beautiful book about the power of emotions. So we're going to go into the meditation portion now. And we're going to practice this for about 5-8 minutes or so. It'll be a short meditation today. But you can always practice it longer with music in the background. And we're going to set an intention. So I just want you to take a little bit of time, maybe a few seconds here and just set your intention for this meditation. You know, and I like to always ask for, restoration and the allowing of my well-being. I set my intention to allow my well-being and to blend with my source self and to open the passageway or continue to open the passageway to my higher consciousness. Sometimes I ask for this or better so that my soul has an open window to assist me in whatever way. So take your time for just a few seconds and then we'll start our meditation. Okay, so I'm going to play some gentle music in the background, so just sit comfortably with your hands in whatever position is comfortable, feet on the floor or feet crossed if this is your natural comfortable position. And I'm going to start the music now. So just sitting comfortably, remember to breathe in and out, taking those long inhales and exhales through your nose if you can. And just sitting comfortably, putting your focus on the sound of your breath and the music. And just continue to breathe gently in and out through your nose, breathing in into your feet and relaxing your belly, remembering to expand it as you inhale, drawing it in as you exhale, and relaxing your diaphragm and letting it expand completely. And relaxing your relaxing, breathing deeply, relaxing your scalp even, imagining like the pores on your scalp opening up because they tighten, right, and our hair falls out. So we just relax our scalp. Just bring attention to an area in your body that feels stiff. If nothing feels stiff, just put your attention on your heart. Go to the area that feels dense. Just bring it to a space of relaxation, just the next degree. Relaxing with your breath. Body begins to move, just let it move. It kinesthetically knows what to do. Just breathing and relaxing the next degree. Another area tightens up and bring attention. just want you to focus on your third eye, which is the area between your brows. It's also called the seat of awareness. Just bring a ball of light there, white light, or an indigo, like a deep sky blue. And just allow that ball to expand your awareness. That all is one, that every breath is you, that you are not limited by your body or your stuck energy. Divine, that you're inspired to heal, to feel, and to trust, to love one another on this planet, be nurtured by your soul with equanimity, as you just concentrate this light here, allowing it to expand. Opening your mind. You can ask for your next inspiration around the practice of meditation or equanimity. Just breathe and wait, holding the light ball. We're going to come back now, gently wiggling your toes and your hands and opening your eyes and bringing your breath back to its normal pattern, hopefully deep breaths and natural breaths. and just bringing your presence back into the room and to the sound of my voice. That you had a wonderful time in this meditation. And remember that if you didn't receive guidance today, that's okay. You're in the awakening process simply by asking for it. So just sit and allow, and it will come over time. Your heart and your mind, you know, they're intimately connected. And when you focus on your heart, you can actually entrain your brain to your heart's rhythm. It's the center of your light body. And you can actually receive divine guidance through this practice. But today was a practice in equanimity and relaxing the body, and I hope you enjoyed that. And I look forward to hearing from you. And I'm going to open the lines now to anyone who has a question. Again, if you want to call in, the number is 347-327-9995. And you want to press 1 if you have a question and you want to come live on the call. I'm happy to intuitively guide you around anything that you're stuck with. And please feel free to ask any question. Again, the number is 347-327-9995. And I do have a caller. I see that the last 4 digits of your phone number are 5578. Hello, how are you? Can you hear me? Oh, hold on. I pressed the wrong button. Hold on. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
And your name?
This is Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you
doing? Good. No, I feel good. I feel expansive. I feel really light. And I guess I just same point stuck. Yeah, we've just, since we moved into our house, there's just been a lot of like financial things dumped on us, like through medical expenses. And there's just, it seems like we're not getting any traction. And I know that I'm not speaking my voice, and I know I'm not getting out there, so I'm not really helping to bring anything in.
Mm-hmm.
But there's really nothing coming in for the way for me to do that.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's like I have the knowing that everything is okay, but then it's like I'm trying to push too.
So you're struggling with financial prosperity and really coming into alignment with who you are as a spirit too. And that means really doing your own inner work and noticing what you need to notice, right? Trust that truth isn't all that it's meant to be, because we all have our individual truth, right? And
mm-hmm.
So speaking your mind is one thing. Allowing yourself to be, too, in a good way, too, is important in your home, in your marriage. And coming to a repose, right, a sense of being that holds that holds a container, you know, for allowing something new to come in. So that feeling that you had in meditation today where you felt loved and expansive, right,
mm-hmm.
that's the feelings that you really want to entrain with more throughout the day. And your guides want to really say that you do show up. You show up as a mother, and you provide comfort for people. And sometimes it's a little over-comfort, and that gets uncomfortable for you as a soul in your growth, because you really want to be out of your comfort zone and growing and knowing what you want. And here's the struggle with most mothers, right? Because we have duties. That we hold
right.
dear to ourselves, right? And we got to get the milk, and we got to go grocery shopping, we got to have fun. But we need to know how to do this in equanimity, in a space of giving with acceptance of where we're at, and that each day will build upon the next. So put your vision together for money. Hold it in your heart. See what you need to balance in that vision, right? What the next step is for you. But it all starts first with the vision, right? And going back into the light on it. So don't overwhelm yourself with a vision, but go into the next step around the vision. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Yeah. So get comfortable in your skin, too, claiming your power over your lower self. And the energy dynamic will shift in your home, too, by being more in your higher self. Okay?
Okay.
And that means studying this repose. And that means, if you need to, doing some emotional freedom technique or anything of that nature to get out of overwhelm or frustration and things of that nature. Okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart, that's all we have time for today. So I have to go now to my promotions. Thank you for coming on the line. I so appreciate it. And as always, it's so wonderful to hear your voice. Stephanie is a good friend of mine, and I so appreciate you taking the time to be on the show and being a part of Meditation for Moms, too, and sharing your voice there. Okay? And so we'll chat offline.
All right.
All right. Love and light. Bye-bye. So I just want to take the last couple of minutes to let you know what Johnny has coming up, Johnny Tan, on his next show on October 13th. Johnny will have a guest, Dr. Barry Prezant. He is one of the world's leading authorities on autism. Dr. Prezant and Johnny will be discussing inspiring stories and practical advice from his groundbreaking book on autism called Uniquely Human: A Different Way of Seeing Autism. So for more information about the show or any of his future shows, you can go to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. That's FMMKTalkRadio.com. And so wonderful. So if you know any mothers out there who have children who are autistic, please let them know about this upcoming show. And maybe there's some new insight and new inspiration and brilliancy. I know Johnny has a wonderful way of attracting really brilliant people into his show, and so I'm sure it will be a good one. For today, I want to point you guys in the end of my show towards the free gift on my website. It's called Healing and Awakening Heart, and it is a wonderful way to really go into equanimity and to know what you need to restore self-love and self-nurturing. And it'll take you through a journey, step by step, in a workbook fashion. And also it has a wonderful Akashic Record meditation that's going to take you into your soul's record so that you become more aligned with who you truly are. So it's something that is a gift to you. It's totally free. It signed you up for my website. You can always unsubscribe if you want to. It's my gift to you. And understand, too, that I don't send out a whole lot of e-letters. You know, it's to keep you informed, but I also like to send out enriching articles and things of that nature. You can also go to my homepage as well and sign up for a complimentary consult anytime. Love and light to all of you. I so appreciate you. I thank you for coming on the show, and namaste.